This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, episode number 4, tickling your furry ears on Thursdays, only here on the Bear Radio Network, eclectic gay radio. This is Ron Serratia, editor of the fiction anthology Bear Lust, and I'm hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for a humpy guy like you. So drop trowel and drop that big hairy bod right beside me into the soothing hot water. You're just in time for Bear Soup. A few weeks back, we heard an excerpt from Trail Ride, a sizzling hot story from Bear Lust written by Dale Chase. This week, we have the first part of a slightly less erotic but really funny excerpt from the anthology, entitled Cub Makes Headlines, written by my web bear, Jay Neal, who lives in the Baltimore area. This is Cub Makes Headlines by Jay Neal. Mike paused in his typing and looked up. The editor of the Weekly Gazette was standing by his desk, chewing an unlit cigar and scowling at Mike. When he had Mike's attention, he pounded his fist on Mike's desk in a hard-boiled, editorial way. "Kid," the editor said, "I've got an assignment for you." "Yes, sir?" Mike wondered what was coming. "Bears," the editor said, as though he'd said all he needed to say. "Bears, sir?" "I keep hearing things about these bears," he said, as though he had said more than he felt he needed to say.
"What are bears, sir?"
"How the hell do I know? That's your assignment. Find out. You're the reporter? Report. We need the story on bears. Who are they? What are they? Where are they? Why are they?"
"You forgot when, sir."
"Screw when. When is now? Find out. Are they some sort of secret organization? Get the secret. They may have something to do with bikers. Are they the new crime gang in town? Are they dangerous? Should our readers hide their food and lock their doors at night? Get the story."
"Yes, sir. But why me, sir?"
"Because Chuck's doing something important. Besides, you're the cub reporter." The editor barked a laugh at his witticism and rolled the cigar to the other side of his mouth. "Not to mention that you look the closest we've got to a biker. Now get going, and don't show your sorry ass around here until you've got the story."
The editor swung around and stomped back to his office where, no doubt, he'd continue cracking walnuts with his teeth. Mike sat, looking a little shell-shocked, pondering how to begin his assignment. This felt like it was going to be his toughest assignment yet, but he knew, really felt, deep down that he could make it as an investigative journalist. It was a challenge, but he felt up to the task, certain that he would prevail. Sure, there might be some personal dangers involved, but he'd do it. He'd get the story. If only he knew where to start, how to find the bears. If they were bikers, maybe a gas station would be a good place to start. If they were a criminal gang, a police station might be more likely. But if they were something like a sports team, then maybe they'd hang out at bars after games, socializing. That's it. He'd ask Flash, the social events reporter, for a lead. Mike pushed back from his desk and hiked across the newsroom to the furthest desk in the style section. There, Flash sat in his corner, nearly hidden behind a desk, piled with invitations, announcements, programs, thank you notes, and other social ephemera. Pencil in mouth, Flash concentrated on his typing, two fingers at a time. Mike pushed a pile of papers aside, sat on the corner of the desk, and spoke briskly. "Okay, Flash, give me the dish. I need information, and I need it fast." He slapped his thigh once to punctuate his rhythm. "I got an assignment from the chief, and no time to waste." Flash watched this performance without blinking an eye. When Mike had finished, Flash removed the pencil from his mouth, tapped his pursed lips a few times with the end of his pencil, then tipped the pencil toward Mike. "Hun, you want my advice on your newspaper career? Lose the Kate Hepburn and try Spencer Tracy instead. You're never going to be Woman of the Year." Mike slumped a bit. "Darn, I thought I'd finally gotten the accent right."
"Oh, sweetie, it's not the accent, it's your feet. They're way too big."
"They are not big," Mike said,
"to look good in low heels. Besides, the full beard gives you away. Hepburn was much more a Van Dyke type, if in my opinion."
"Well," Mike grumbled, "who was asking anyway?"
"Hon, you're the one who rushed over here with your flannel on fire. So tell me, what's got your boxers in a bunch?"
Mike leaned over the desk and lowered his voice to a conspiratorial whisper.
"Bears."
Flash leaned toward Mike,
his eyes wide with feigned surprise, and whispered back, "Bears?" "You know," Mike said, waving an arm vaguely in circles. "Bears! I know what you mean, hon. I just don't understand why you're asking me."
"Because you know about these things."
"And you don't?" Flash asked.
"No, why should I?"
"Well, just look at you."
"Me?"
"Yes, you!"
Mike stood up, held his arms wide open, and looked himself over.
"Why me?" he asked, perplexed. "Oh, merciful Judy, because you're such a bear yourself."
"Me?"
"You!"
Mike stood, waiting for Flash to say something he could comprehend.
You know, the beard, the body hair, the belly, the winsome smile, and cuddly, huggable demeanor that just makes someone want to scratch you under the chin and call you Snookums.
Mike raised his bushy eyebrows and shrugged his cuddly, huggable shoulders. Flash reached behind him and pulled forth a scandalous-looking tabloid.
"Honey, we need to get you enrolled in Bear 101 right away."
He opened the paper from the back and began looking through the classified ads. Mike came around the desk to watch.
"How about a bear beer blast?"
It sounded a little dangerous to Mike.
"I don't know, a blast? Besides, it's next week and I need the story now." "Okay," Flash continued reading. "How about a nice, snuggly, big bear hug?"
"Maybe, but it sounds like a euphemism for something. Besides, it costs $20, and I don't think the boss would go for that."
"Aha!" Flash announced. "Here it is! Bear Games Night!"
Mike said. "I guess it sounds safe enough."
"Depends," Flash said, arching an eyebrow, "on who's the game."
Mike was wary. It still sounded questionable, but then he was the cub reporter, and a journalist goes where the story takes him. He felt his resolve stiffen.
"But Flash, this is investigative journalism, undercover stuff, ferreting out the facts. I'll need a good cover story, some sort of disguise that can get me in there without suspicion so I can get the whole story."
"I've got it!"
Flash actually snapped his fingers for effect, then lowered his voice to create the proper undercover feel.
"Why don't you go as a bear?"
Mike thought Flash might be pulling his leg and decided that silence would serve him best. So he winked in a knowing, undercover fashion, took the paper that Flash held out to him, and headed back to his desk. Flash called across the newsroom,
"And your cover story is sex!"
Mike's face turned red. He headed faster back to his desk. When he got there, he settled in and studied the announcement in the paper. Bear Games Night sounded like...
What?
He couldn't seem to picture a bunch of gangsters playing Scrabble, even if they did look a lot like him. He still didn't understand what Flash had meant when he said that. But he was determined to get the story, and he was convinced that the story started with Bear Games. We'll continue this story, Cub Makes Headlines, written by Jay Neal, in the next episode of Bear Soup. Just a quick shout out to Scott and Mike at bearsoup.com. Thanks for tuning in your furry ears here to Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.